RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
In honor of 9/11, one of the worst days our country has seen in many hundreds of years, we're actually, as I was talking to my daughter because she had to write a paper on this, something happened on our soil, which really hadn't happened since Pearl Harbor, that something really happened on our soil that involved terrorism to a large extent, that sent us to war, that really created fear. And boy, it sure changed the whole feeling in this country. Not only is there a pervasive fear, an increased security, a mistrust, a general mistrust of Muslims, but it's also created this whole atmosphere, and this is on the more positive side, of doing good deeds and remembering today and all of the people that lost their lives, including the firefighters and policemen and volunteers who went there to help. And some of them are still suffering with various cancers from the dust and the cement and rocks and things that they were breathing in trying to save lives. So you can go to 911day.org and join the 9/11 Good Deed Challenge. They've got some ideas of things that you can do. You can donate blood. That's something that I like to do at least 3 times a year. You can donate your professional skills on Skills Service Day at 9/11. And the website again is 911day.org. You can sign up to a nonprofit organization looking for free professional services. You can sing a song, the national anthem. You can wave a flag. You can really do anything that would honor the memory of 9/11 day and the people who lost their lives and the people on that Pennsylvania flight who stopped that flight from possibly killing others and sacrificed themselves and stopped that plane from who knows where it was planning. It could have gone into the White House. My sister works in Washington, and it was such a scary day for everyone around the country. Remember what that felt like? No more planes in the air. Not for a week. It was weird. There was no planes in the air. Cars were off the streets. It was such an eerie feeling, and I can only imagine the feeling that went through the people in New York. I just have been watching it with my kids. We've been watching videos and the memoriams that they're doing and the firefighters that have been sitting there today. And the light that was shining in New York yesterday, last night, the night before, and the rainbow. I don't know if you saw this. The rainbow that was going over the Twin Towers area. Was it last night or 2 nights ago? All of these things give it kind of that feeling of unity. And we came together like a nation like we had not done in a very long time. People say that they've got a little fatigue about this now, and then it's 14 years later, and we don't need to keep talking about it, but we absolutely do. So think of something that you can do to volunteer, to do a good deed, to make someone feel good. There's so many things that you can think of. If you're in line at the grocery store and the person behind you has just one item, why not pay for it? If you're at the toll booth, pay it forward, as they say, and pay for the person in back of you. You see an old person trying to unload their groceries, help them out. Do something, a good deed today, just to remember those that lost their lives and those that helped on this 9/11 day. Because if you were there, you know what it felt like, and you will never forget where you were and what you were doing on that day. So today at Radio MD, we're remembering 9/11. All of it, everything that happened, and we're doing good deeds here too. We're trying to educate you and get you involved, and that's really what it's all about. I'm going to work with my kids on it today, and I hope you will too. This is Melanie Cole. We have a great show coming up, so stay tuned.